Cliver was known for heading. I would say he was one of the most anti-Barcelona strikers we've ever had. We need someone with actual youth academy experience.
Let's talk about Xavi Simons. And now he's gone to PSG for more money.
This is happening, which never happened before.
Xavi Hernandez has officially started his managerial career.
But like his dad said here in an interview, he's like, everyone just calm down though.
Hey, this is Barca Talk. I'm Brian Henderson. This summer, we're continuing to put out the podcast on Patreon. Patreon is a service that lets you pay creators like us directly for the value that we're giving you. Today, we're giving you another sample of the bonus episode we put out for our Patreon supporters last Thursday, and you just heard a few snippets from that episode. We talked about the return and immediate departure of Marc Cucurella, the appointment of Patrick Kluivert as youth academy boss, Xavi Simons leaving La Masia for PSG, and the managerial debut of Xavi Hernandez at Al Sadd SC. Today's sneak peek is our top story from the episode, a quick review of the first preseason friendly for FC Barcelona in Japan against Chelsea FC. We put out over 40 episodes of this podcast last season, continuing our mission of entertaining, informing, and connecting Barcelona fans all around the world. And that's the value that you get from this podcast. And we have big plans for next season and big dreams for the podcast in the long run. When you become a patron, you get even more value. You can listen to the Monday podcast commercial-free, and during the season, we put out these bonus episodes every Thursday. Right now, we're working on a new series of special episodes about great Barcelona players of the past, and that series will only be available to our community on Patreon, and it is a community. Our patrons are part of the conversation. They give us comments, ideas, feedback, and we pay attention to all of that. So if you're one of those thousands of people who listened to those 40-plus episodes, or even most of them, this last year, then join that community. $5 a month at Patreon is all that we're asking. You can join up and start supporting the show right now as you're listening to this sample. So go to patreon.com/BarcaTalkPod and you can listen to the whole episode. We also have a link to Patreon in the show notes. Now, here's a sample from that bonus episode. Now, the first real substantial topic is, of course, the first preseason match took place on Tuesday against Chelsea in a little suburb just outside of Tokyo. So most of the boys are in Japan.
Yep.
And they just played Chelsea on Tuesday. The next match is against Vissel Kobe, where they will encounter Andres Iniesta, David Villa, and Sergi Semper.
Sure.
But, you know, Barcelona alum. But let's dig in and, you know, talk about our takeaways from this first preseason match. What did you think?
I mean, I had a hard time watching this. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. I mean, you know, I love football, Brian, but preseason football is really tough for me to watch. Just because I think I would be more up for it if we had more younger players that we knew were going to be playing in the team going forward. But I feel like this season, and especially in this preseason, that, you know, Valverde never does anything daring, you know, and it's the same thing. Again, I saw him loading onto the plane. I'm just like, man, another season with this guy. I'm just already beiged about it, you know?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's one of those things where on one hand, you want to feel encouraged by seeing all of these young guys, by seeing Oriol Busquets and Riqui Puig. And there were three who started, Alex Collado.
Yeah,
starting, and then even more having time in the second half, and you think, oh, well, maybe this year Valverde is going to rotate some of these younger guys in more, the younger players. But then again, you know, it's not going to happen.
I just feel like he just doesn't have a plan for using these substitutions or just looking at these players. You know, I feel, you know, he had a strong back line and then he just threw out Masia players, and usually that would get me excited. You know, I'd be like, yeah, but I want to see some Masia players mixed in with the veterans to see how they really can perform with those guys. Because when you watch just these players, each player is going to try to do their best and not really play with the team. But with the veterans, they're going to have a better link up. It's going to look a little better. And you can get a better eye of what that player can do as opposed to when he's playing with just the Masia players. And so that was the first thing that stood out. I mean, obviously, Riqui Puig had some good passing, as he always does, some really good link up play. Dembele looked great for me from what I saw the highlights. But I mean, it was really just, I mean, no one wants to get hurt. That's really the thing. So,
and if I were playing a preseason match, I wouldn't want to get hurt.
Exactly. No one goes in for tackles. No one's really pushing, you know, 100%, which is great. I totally understand that. It's more just an exhibition for the fans of Japan. I get that. I mean, obviously, we got to see Griezmann for the first time. What do you think of his performance?
I mean, he didn't seem to do a whole lot, but I mean, that's not to put it all on him, though.
Sure.
Because, you know, they're really just out there to kind of run.
Yeah, break a sweat.
Pass the ball. Yeah, get a sweat going. Stretch their legs. And, you know, he didn't look especially nobody looked especially brilliant or anything like that. And you don't expect that necessarily in the first preseason match when you've flown, you know, 10 time zones away and all this sort of stuff. So I would say that it's weird to see him in a Barca jersey.
It is. It's definitely weird for sure. But I have to say, you know, he definitely, unlike Coutinho, he did use the sideline and the touchline. So
true.
Again, you know, a couple of times that I saw him, he did look a little dangerous. You know, Griezmann is a world-class player. I'm not worried about his integration. I think he's definitely an upgrade of Coutinho just because he's looking to score more than a Coutinho. So I definitely think that's an upgrade, but again, for me, I guess the highlights for scene was Umtiti back there. Yeah. Stud. He looked good. He looked pain. He looks pain free. I mean, I've been looking at the training. He seems to be back into that mojo that he has. And also just Dembele. I think those are the two players for me that I'm really excited to see for this season.
Yeah. And I was a little bit interested in why Valverde put Oriol Busquets in at right back.
I mean,
because
why not?
He's a central midfielder. Well, yeah, why not? Is because he's not a right back.
Yeah,
he's not
a
fullback at all.
We don't have anybody. Midfielder. You know, that's the other thing.
Well, you know, and he put Semedo in for the second half, which that's who you would want in there. So I just that gives me a kind of uncomfortable feeling like, OK, now he's trying out another midfielder as a fullback. It's like Sergio Roberto all over again. And that did give Sergio Roberto the chance to play in midfield, which is nice for him. It's nice for me. But is it nice for the right fullback position?
I mean, this is the thing, Brian. I mean, I, you know, since it doesn't look like we're signing a right back, let's make Semedo the starter and Sergio Roberto, you know, have them split the time. And I'm good with that because you're going to get quality on both sides. They bring different things and I'm good. You have two quality players that can play right back. We have to address the left back. That's another issue that we'll talk about in one of our other topics. But how long is Valverde really going to be at Barcelona that he needs to be experimenting Busquets, Oriol Busquets at right back? You know what I'm saying? Like that, right. That's, again, Valverde just inspires no one.
So on one hand, it did make me almost uncomfortable. But then you remember that it's Valverde and he's not going to do that. Like Oriol Busquets is not going to see very many minutes this year with the first team anyway. So it's fine. It's all just preseason.
Sure. I mean, that's the thing. You know, you got to take this preseason matches and just maybe watch 10 minutes of it. I mean, if you really want to watch the whole match, good for you. But it's very difficult for me because I know that half of the team aren't going to be really on the team going forward. And the other thing, too, is, you know, we don't have Suarez, Messi or Coutinho. So you're missing three big guns still from Copa America. And yeah, I mean, like you said, they're playing against Iniesta's team. You know, it's just going to be almost like a charity match, you know, just passing around and just take it easy, which is fine. You know, that's fine. Yeah. You could loosen it up, but I just can't watch it. It's very difficult for me.
Right. And you can't expect that what you see in these matches is any indication of what you're going to see during the competitive season.
Exactly. I would say 0.0 almost, you know?
Yeah. So, but it was, you know, it was nice to see the guys run around in a new jersey.
Yeah.
Nice to see Frankie de Jong kick the ball around.
Yep. He looked good. Now, my question for you, okay, so this is the last thing I want to ask about this preseason match. Should we be worried about Busquets, Sergio Busquets?
Yes.
Yeah, I would.
We should.
Yeah, because that first goal that he gave up was atrocious. And also, when you see De Jong in there, I know De Jong is trying to impress, right? And I know, you know, you have that feeling of like the new kid in school, right? So you're trying to do your best. But I mean, it's night and day with the energy and the youthfulness. I mean, I'm really concerned that Sergio Busquets, especially last season, has maybe fallen off. And, you know, is that kind of the point of no return going forward? Just being physically as dominant as he once was.
Join Patreon and start supporting the show today to listen to the rest of that episode and be a part of the conversation. Visca Barça.